On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. And here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Hey, everybody out in podcast land. Welcome to the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. Today, I guess earlier this week, they announced the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for 2022. And if you've listened to us before, you know our feelings on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Not good. I mean, if I was in Cleveland and had nothing else to do, I'd probably go just to see some of the old stuff, but I don't know. Giving them money and patronizing them would be against my religion.
Amen.
But anyway, so here are the inductions for the, quote, Rock and Roll, unquote, Hall of Fame.
The inductees. I think there's 17 this year, right?
Yeah, these are the nominees. There's a bunch of them. All right, I'll just go through the list, and you give me your initial thoughts. Just a couple words.
Okay.
All right, Beck.
Too early.
Yep. Pat Benatar.
Great.
Yep. Kate Bush?
No,
I don't. Who? What?
Running Up That Hill was a good song. That's about it. Big in England.
Yeah. Devo?
Yes.
Duran Duran?
Yes.
Eminem?
Rap.
Yep. He's not really rock and roll. I mean, he's probably top of the list of rap guys, I would think, but I don't know. Whatever. Eurythmics?
Maybe.
Yeah. Judas Priest?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Fela Kuti?
Who?
Yeah. MC5?
No. Sold 3 records.
Yeah. Yeah. New York Dolls?
Same.
Yeah. Dolly Parton?
Country.
Yep. Rage Against the Machine?
Too early.
Yep. Lionel Richie?
Commodore should be in before him, right?
Yeah, I don't know that the Commodores aren't, but
I'm not sure.
Either way, that's something if we had done research, we probably would have found that out. But
correct, we have lives.
Yeah, we actually started talking about this about 10 minutes before we pressed the record button. So
yep,
Carly Simon,
maybe.
Yeah, A Tribe Called Quest,
rap group.
Yep, and Dionne Warwick,
maybe. She had a lot of hits.
Yeah, she did. A lot of hits. Okay, so why don't you go ahead and give me your 5. Tell me what you think should, or who you would nominate if you were a voter.
Oh, of that great list of 17? Okay. First of all, if anybody can do this on a daily basis, if they want, go to rockhall.com and you can vote for 5. You can do it once a day, as many times, you know, as many days in a row as you want. Currently, the leader on the list is Eminem. I think Pat Benatar is number 2, but there's a whole list, and it counts your vote, so you can vote once a day. So go ahead and do that. If there's somebody you really think should be in there, do it.
And the way they do it is the fan vote is all coagulated into one vote that goes to the other people that actually do get a vote. So the millions of people that vote all get moved into one vote that goes against or goes with all the other people voting. So
yikes.
Yeah. Yeah, so your vote is probably 1/1,000,000% of what gets counted.
And you're being generous on those numbers.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so my 5, if I had a vote, I'd vote for Pat Benatar. A lot of hits, groundbreaker. Did it her way. I mean, fantastic. Those songs still rule.
Oh, yeah. And she was all about the voice. It wasn't about a push-up bra or big hair or some kind of dance moves. Just her voice was unreal. So
yeah, her record company wanted to push her into becoming a sex symbol, and she wasn't about that. She was about being a musician.
Yeah, in a band with her husband that wrote all the songs. It was great.
Yep, and still great. All right, my next vote would be for Judas Priest. Why? Because they're one of the groundbreaking bands that gave us heavy metal.
Absolutely.
Yep. a no-brainer, but which means they probably won't get in. next one I put of, I'd vote for Duran Duran. Duran Duran were huge. I like some of their songs. I can't say that I'm a big fan, but they made a huge impact, and they're still around today. Good musicians, good band, should be in.
Yep.
My next vote would be for Devo. Again, not a big Devo fan, but they put Kraftwerk in last year, and Devo basically took what Kraftwerk did and made it popular. I mean, yeah. Quite a few hits, definitely unique. Nobody's ever been like them. Nobody ever will be like them. So, yeah, you got to put Devo in. And my last vote, it was between Carly Simon and Dionne Warwick. They had a lot of hits in the 60s and 70s. I'll say Carly Simon.
All right. Yeah, I don't know if either one of those really wrote many of their songs.
Yeah.
I know Dionne Warwick did not.
No.
Carly Simon, I don't know if she did, but...
But does it really matter? Because look at Joan Jett. Most of her hits were covers.
Yeah.
She's in. And the other person that might get in is probably Dolly Parton, who is a songwriter, who is a great musician, great songwriter. She's a country artist, though. They have their own Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Why does she have to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? All right, those are my five.
Yeah. I think we agree on most of them for the most part. I'm definitely voting for Pat Benatar and Judas Priest. I would agree with Duran Duran and Devo, so I would vote for those two. The last one of my votes, purely influential, I'm going to go with Dolly Parton. Even though she's a country artist, just the number of songs she wrote, even the ones that she wrote for other people, you know, it's kind of like Prince. She wrote unbelievable songs and gave them away. You know, that I Will Always Love You was her, which everybody knows, but the number of songs she wrote is just unbelievable. So I think that gets my fifth vote.
And she was easy in the eyes.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but you can't, I mean, the career is unbelievable and still going.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, I have a hard time either between her or Lionel Richie, but like we said, you know, Lionel Richie should probably get in with the Commodores, which don't know if they are or not, but yeah, he had a huge solo career, though, too. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. But most of the others, I mean, Eminem, The Eurythmics, MC5, New York Dolls, they just, I mean, yeah, everybody knows who they are, but...
Right. I mean, MC5 is a bar band out of Detroit. I mean, they call them and the New York Dolls influential, but how can you be that influential if you never sold anything? Then you got bands like Kansas, Styx, Foreigner, who sold millions and are basically still touring today to pack houses, and they get ignored. I don't care.
Yeah. I think it's all the writers that think that they're influential over people like Kansas and Styx, you know, but who ever comes back and says, oh, yeah, we were hugely influenced by MC5. Oh, really? Were you? How exactly?
Yeah, some punk band from the 70s. Okay. Yeah. They influenced some people, but the masses, no. If you want people to come to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you got to put in acts that people love and listen to, not just some obscure band that was cool in your day and cool in your head.
Because you sat in your room and loved them.
Yeah. Okay.
So those are our five, but go on to rockhall.com. Put your votes in. Like I said, they won't count for much, but at least you'll have your say.
And you'll feel better about yourself.
I feel better about myself right now after all that.
Because in 2022, it's all about feelings now, isn't it? Your feelings. What's so important.
Yeah.
Hey, on that note, let's feel better about ourselves and play some Rapid Fire.
There we go. Speaking of Judas Priest. Get it? See what I did there?
You were good.
Yeah.
And quick.
Yeah, there you go. Alright, so rapid fire. This is a bit where we try to stump each other on trivia questions. We give each other three questions. see if you can go 6 for 6. It's rare that we go 6 for 6, but I think you might do pretty good with this one. I didn't go too hard on you, so.
Thank you. I am an old man, so.
Yeah.
I think I went the opposite way.
So, oh, man.
Sorry out there.
So, I'll go 0-for-3 today. You'll see. You'll see how you do.
All right.
All right, question number one for you. Who has been the drummer for Judas Priest the longest?
My guess would be Scott Travis.
That is correct. He's been the drummer since 1990.
Good for
only
Scott.
30 years.
Good, and a solid drummer.
Yeah, but I think I counted up there were 9 drummers for Judas Priest up until 1990.
Yeah, I think the second one probably would have been Dave Holland, right?
Yeah.
Probably, and then before that, there was a bunch of guys here, in and out, you know.
Yeah, and if you wonder where Spinal Tap got their bit about drummers dying or not being in the band anymore, yeah, you don't have to go much further than Judas Priest.
Yeah. I think Scorpions were kind of along the same lines before they got
Herman Z. German.
Herman Z. German.
Yeah, there you go.
And since we're talking about, I have a drummer question for you.
All right.
Okay, if you listen to Eddie Trunk on Sirius XM, you'll probably get this. Who is the new drummer in the band that we talked about 2 weeks ago, Classic 78?
Oh, geez, I have no clue.
I don't know
any of the guys in the band.
I guess you didn't listen to that episode, because they just released a new album. The new drummer in the Classic 78 is Charlie Benanti from Anthrax.
Really?
Yep.
I know he's a huge Kiss fan.
Yep.
All the guys in Anthrax are. But...
yeah, so he got turned on to Classic 78, and they needed a drummer, and he said, I'll do it. So on their new album, Phantoms, it's Charlie Benanti on drums.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
I'll have to listen to that album. I know you sent it.
Pretty standard to the first one I sent you, you know.
Yeah.
Some good stuff, some stuff, but yeah. Entertaining nonetheless.
All right. Well, I'm going to continue with the drummer theme here. Question two for you. Where was Tommy Lee born?
I'm going to say Greece.
That is correct. Athens, Greece. Look at you.
Yeah, I think you mentioned that before. That's the only reason I got it.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all. But.
I knew he was Greek. Well, we don't remember the last show we did. So.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool. I think the people who listen to us as well have the same issues. That's why they keep going back and listening to past episodes.
Yeah. They said that?
Yeah. It's like we forget our questions, and sometimes we rehash them again.
Absolutely.
And our fans are the same way. Oh, I forgot about those episodes. I mean, yeah. This show goes back 6-7 years, so go ahead and listen to all those back episodes and...
yeah, we're up to, what, 201?
Yep.
202? Something like that.
This is 202 today.
Nice.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, you got a lot of back listening to do.
Yeah. Yeah. What else you got to do? Hey, if you're in a truck, you know, just put on our show. Just listen on Spotify, Amazon, you know.
It's great. In a week, you'll listen to it again. You won't remember a thing.
Absolutely. And you'll be entertained. All right. Here's a tough one. Well, I don't know if it's a tough one.
All right.
Question two for you. Name 3 musicians who have been in both Black Sabbath and Rainbow. There's 2 for sure. That's actually 3. But 2 of them you probably know. And the other one you'll be surprised because he's uncredited. So if you get 2 out of 3, you'll get it right.
Okay, well, definitely Dio.
Correct.
Is Jimmy Bain...
no, but that's a good guess.
No? I wasn't sure if he was in Black Sabbath or not.
I'll give you a hint. It's a drummer.
Cozy Powell?
Correct. You got it. Dio and right. Cozy Powell. And the third guy who actually recorded and is uncredited on The Eternal Idol is Bob Daisley.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Some guy that named Dave sense. Spitz played on the album and is credited being on there. But it's actually Bob Daisley who played all the bass on that album.
All right.
Learn something.
Man, Bob Daisley's gotten the shaft.
Yeah, he is.
Man. I mean, he was the first guy in Blizzard of Oz, and then they've taken him off. What the hell?
Yeah, for that particular album, The Eternal Idol, I guess they had Bob Daisley there. And the reason why he didn't... He was actually asked to join Black Sabbath that time. He turned him down to stay on tour with Gary Moore.
Oh, man.
And two of the guys that were there also was Eric Singer and Ray Gillen. they weren't getting paid to record this album, so they ended up leaving, and they formed Badlands. So,
all right.
So it worked out for them.
I get, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Well, I'd probably stay on tour with Gary Moore, too.
Oh, and I saw that tour. Oh, my God. It was ridiculous. Bob Daisley, Gary Moore, Eric Singer. Ridiculous.
And I saw the Corridors of Power tour. He opened for, like, Def Leppard and Crocus. I saw that in Kentucky.
You saw it with me, too, at the Cap Center.
Yeah.
I think it was Ian Pace on drums.
I think that's right.
Yeah, he was on Corridors of Power, yeah. And I believe it was Neil Murray on bass at the time.
And probably the blonde dude on keyboards and guitar.
Neil Carter,
yeah.
From UFO.
Man, what a band.
Jeez, ridiculous. Oh, you can see that stuff on YouTube. It's fantastic.
And they opened for Crocus. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Crocus was cool, too, but musicianship-wise, Gary Moore's band was... I mean, they were even better than Def Leppard. Come on.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's top-notch right there.
Right.
Poosh. All right, question three for you. You're 2-0, so let's see how you do on this one.
Okay.
Who are the original members of the Sweet?
Okay, wow, I stink. Let me see. Mick Tucker was the drummer.
Yep.
Brian Connolly was the vocalist.
Yep.
Andy Scott was the guitars, right?
Yep.
And the bass player, who I saw live twice before he passed away, Steve Priest.
That is correct. Way to go. Man, 3-0. How many of those guys are still alive?
Andy Scott's the only one.
Yep.
Sad.
Yep. Other three have passed.
Yeah, Sweet had that from 73 to 76. They were unstoppable.
Oh, yeah. They were so good.
Yeah. Before that, they were bubblegum. Then they hit their stride. And then they got a little weird towards the late 70s, and it was done.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
For a band to have something like Love is Like Oxygen and then Ballroom Blitz, and that's the same band,
yeah.
It's crazy.
Great songs. Fantastic. Great stuff to hear live.
I bet.
Okay, question three for you. I have actually two questions. Which one am I going to pick? They're both not easy.
All right, great.
I'll give you a choice. One's a regular question, and one's the real name game.
Let's do a regular question.
All right, here we go. Name an American replacement vocalist who has fronted two German hard rock and metal bands.
I'm going to say... Oh, what's the guy's name?
And these bands you know.
Is it the guy from Accept?
What's his name?
Mark Tornillo or Tornillo.
No, incorrect. You were close.
Oh, it was Jesus Christ.
It was David Reese.
David Reese.
He replaced Udo for one album.
Okay.
He was in Accept and Bonfire.
Oh, I was thinking Accept and T.T. Quick. But
well, T.T. Quick's not German.
Right.
They're from New Jersey.
Oh, well.
So this week, I went 3-0 like you predicted, and you went 1-3. Together,
you went all the money this time.
Yep. Together, we're 4-6.
All right, well, let's see how everybody else did.
Yeah, did you go 6-6 out there? I hope you did.
I don't know. Those are tough.
Yeah, okay. And on that note...
How about the bonus question of the name game?
Oh, you want me to do the bonus question? So I can't
use
it?
Sure, bonus question.
All right, here we go. This is for $1 million.
All right.
Who is Joseph Lenquito?
Joseph Lenquito?
That's his real name. He's currently 70 years old. He's been in a bunch of known bands since the 70s. The 80s, the 90s, still around today, still singing, and he's from...
Maybe you should get your wife to pronounce that last name.
Lenquitos, that's correct.
All right.
Lenquito. Lenquito.
Lenquito.
And he still performs today, still records, and you know who he is. He's originally from New Jersey, I believe, but he's definitely American. Joseph Lenquito.
I'm going to say Joe Lynn Turner.
You would be 100% right.
Nice.
You win $1 million.
How many? That's cool. I'll take that.
So you'll get $1 a year for the next 1 million years.
Sure.
So
can you put that in like Bitcoin or something? That way it's completely worthless.
Yeah. I still don't get that Bitcoin stuff. I'm not going to take a chance. If I don't understand it, I'm not investing in it. Yeah, I guess a lot of people are losing lots of money.
Yeah, no effing way. It's all just, hey, let's all agree that this means something.
How about
you don't anymore? Oh, damn.
What about NFTs? You know what those are?
Same thing.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to buy a picture of my dog and sell it for $30,000. And it's going to be worth something later. No, it's not. It's a picture of your dog. Jeez.
Yeah, such bull. Anyway, well, good. I'm going to go ahead and put something on layaway then.
You got it. They still have that?
Yeah. Have you seen, what's that show? Righteous Gemstones?
No, heard of it. I haven't seen it yet.
God, it's hilarious.
Okay.
Danny McBride is the writer, and he's one of the stars of it. So funny.
I'll have to look into that on HBO Max for sure.
But that reminded me of that because one of the lines is he's extorting money from this religious group, and he said, "I need that $1 million. I've got stuff on layaway."
Layaway. Oh my God, I remember those days.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put these stereo speakers on layaway. I'm gonna get them in 5 months. Yeah. Okay. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well.
On that note, let's play some commercials to pay for all this free entertainment.
Nice.
For it is a human number. Its number is 6.
All right, boys and girls, we're back off after that exciting commercial, or maybe two, who knows. We're going to do some 6 and 30 where we play 6 songs in 30 seconds. Each song is in 5-second increments, and you have to guess the name of the artist. You don't have to guess the song title, just the name of the artist. And they always have a theme. And this week, my theme is bands that have been featured on HBO Max's Peacemaker show.
Oh, jeez.
Have you watched it yet?
I've watched the first episode.
Yeah, how do you like that wigwam dance?
Oh, hilarious.
Yeah, it's out there, but every week it's some band that from the 80s, 70s, well, mostly 80s and Norwegian, Finnish, or Swedish bands from the 2000s that sound like bands from the 80s.
All right.
So it's not the songs, but it's bands that have been featured so far, and I think they're in episode 5. And you probably know most of these bands. But it may not be songs you may not know, so you're gonna might have to go a little deep with this.
All right, you did a double negative there. May not be songs I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm old.
So songs I know.
Okay, let me try that again. You know the bands for sure. The songs, okay. Most of them are deep cuts. Oh, a couple of them were singles.
All right.
Good luck.
Okay, here we go. I can't get it. Why, it's a thing I never.
All right.
Oh, man. I think I got 3.
Okay.
I might have 4. 2 of them I have no clue.
Oh, I made it too easy then.
Well, let's see. Let's listen to it one more time and see what I think.
All right. I can't get it. What is a thing?
Wow.
All right, Danny. 6 songs in 30 seconds. What's
the first
one?
I think is Hanoi Rocks.
You'd be correct.
That is definitely Michael Monroe.
Yep.
Next one, I think that's Motley Crue.
You would, shockingly, you are correct.
I think I remember hearing that song. It's off the Generation Swine album.
Yeah, it's called Beauty. And in when you get to the episode where the Motley Crue song is featured. John Cena sits down the piano and plays Home Sweet Home.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Next one.
Number three.
Yeah, number three. I think that's Faster Pussycat.
And you'd be 3 for 3.
Yes. That Faster Pussycat and LA Guns always get mixed up in my head. I don't know why.
Yeah, the vocalists sound nothing alike.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's the time they came out, kind of sleaze rock kind of thing.
But yep.
Number four, I have no clue.
And that's the only song that's been featured on Peacemaker. That is Reckless Love.
Reckless Love.
The song is called Monster.
I don't even know him.
You don't know Reckless Love?
No, I don't.
Oh, go back and listen. Definitely yeah. A throwback band. I think they're from Finland. Good stuff.
Next one. I know the vocalist, so this is a shot in the dark. I'm going to say it's House of Lords.
Again, you'd be correct. You're 4 for 5.
4 for 5. Couldn't tell if that was House of Lords or Jafria, so I took a stab at it.
Definitely House of Lords off the first record.
All right.
That's James Christian singing.
The last one, no idea.
No idea. That would be Pretty Boy Floyd.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I don't listen to them very much either.
Yeah.
Well, 4 out of 6, not too bad.
Yeah. Pretty Boy Floyd played around here recently. They played at a place in Simi Valley called the Pizza Rock and Roll Bar or something like that. Probably in front of about 50 people. But
wow.
But their song...
Did you see
them? I've seen them before. I actually like them.
Yeah.
Love the first record, but... Yeah, they were never that big. So 4 for 6, you did much better than I thought you would. I'm shocked that you got the Motley Crue song, because that was Nikki Sixx singing.
Yeah, well.
You bastard.
I'd listened to that album a couple times, and I remember it just, I don't know why it struck me.
Yeah, that album is hit or miss. There's some good songs on it, and there's some absolute crap on it, too.
Yeah. All right, I think you're going to go 6 for 6 for this, because I made it fairly easy, but I thought it was kind of fun to do.
Okay.
I've been thinking about this for a couple weeks, and you know, I wake up at night thinking, "Oh, I had all these bands that fit this description," and then I would wake up and think, "Oh man, what? I should have written them down in my sleep." But anyway, the theme to this one is these are all songs that start with a countdown.
Oh, like 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yep. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever.
Okay, wow, you were really thinking about this, for sure.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be pretty easy for you. I would get them all if it was tables were turned, but here you go.
All right, here we go. Everybody play along at home. Get your pen or pencil ready. Draw in the sand. I don't know where you're at. All right, here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4! 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4! 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4!
Well, she is a punk rocker.
Very creative, Mr. Davis.
Yeah, thank you.
I think I got most of them. There's like one or two I'm not quite sure with, but I think I got them. So I'm going to play it again for everybody out there who wasn't sure.
1, 2, 3, 4! 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4! 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4!
Well, she is a punk rocker.
All right, Danny, I think you're right. I think I'm going to go 6 for 6 here.
All right, let's see.
Number one is definitely the Beatles.
Yep.
Number two, Billy Joel.
Yep, that is correct.
Number three, Scorpions.
Yep, I love that count in.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Number four, Ramones.
No doubt. Yep. And I could have picked from about 50 different Ramon songs, yeah, and it would sound exactly the same.
Yeah, absolutely, because Dee Dee always counted the song. What do they want?
I don't know if they actually played the songs at that speed, you know, if he counted in the exact tempo that they actually played it at, but who knows?
Yeah, in the early days, they used to get in trouble for playing the sets too short, but they played like, oh, we played like 15 songs. Yeah, the songs are like 2.5 minutes, and they played them faster, so yeah.
Yeah.
Number 5, Bad Company.
That is correct.
And number 6, Prince.
That is correct. 6 for 6. Look at you.
Yes, you did make it too easy.
I did.
But it's still fun. But did you out there in podcast land, did you go 6 for 6?
I'm sure most people did. I made it pretty easy on purpose.
So we did really well.
Yeah, we were... I'm gonna 10 for 12.
See if I can pat myself on the back. Yeah. Barely. Yeah. right before we move on to the next bit, next show, we're going to do a new bit called Last Chance. Danny and I talked about it a little bit before. What it is, we're going to go back. So I'm telling you now, and so both of us, and we're going to listen to an album that back in the day I thought sucked. And then
all right.
2 weeks... We're going to come back and say, hey, does this album still suck? Or did it get better with time? You just never know. So we're going to do that. We'll listen to each song.
Now, are you going to let me know the album before?
I'm going to let you know right now. So you're going to get 2 weeks, and people out there can do the same thing. So first episode of Last Chance, we're going to do Warrant's Belly to Belly.
All right.
I think it came out in 96. When I initially got it, I hated it. So there's a couple of albums I can think of that maybe we can do in the future. Like Dawkins' Shadow Life was terrible. I'm just thinking, I think Winger 4 was bad, in my opinion. Maybe it got better with time. I don't know. And you can also think along the same lines. What album that you got, you hated at the beginning. And we'll revisit it, go through it, and see if we still hate it or not.
Maybe. We could do Van Halen 3.
We could do that.
A lot of people hated that one.
But do you hate it?
No.
See, it has to be bands, albums that we hate.
Yeah.
I'm sure you got some stinkers in your library there.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
And it'd kind of be fun to having to force each other to listen to the album a couple of times to see if we still hate it. So,
how about Everything by Wasp after the first 4?
If we have them. Well, Golgotha. Golgotha wasn't too bad. But I remember listening to Wasp Kill Blank Die and thought it was the worst piece of crap I've ever heard in my life. But I don't even think I have that album to listen to, so it has to be something that we both have. Okay, so in 2 weeks, we're going to revisit Warrant's Belly to Belly and see if we hate it or not still.
All right, well, that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
New bit, that'll be cool. I wonder how long it'll take the other podcast to steal this one.
Oh, I was thinking the same thing. I'm sure it'll be coming, but we came out with it first.
They'll call it Second Chance or something.
And that was one of the ones I thought of, too. Second Chance or Last Chance. And I've already got the music for it.
It'll be
Shooting Stars Last Chance. We'll play that a little bit. We'll try it. So on that note, we got one more bit for you guys. And what would that be, Danny?
Let's do a little bit of Cover This, where we take a cover song, take out a 30-second clip, and the person has to guess the name of the song, the original artist, and the covering artist. So sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's not. This one I have for you, you'll definitely know the song, no question, and I think you know who did it. I don't know if you'll know who the covering artist is. So.
Yeah, you tend to do this to me.
Yeah. That's why I like it.
It's Lead Belly.
No, this one, you know the covering artist, no question.
Oh, okay. All right. Sounds interesting. All right. Play along at home.
So give it a shot.
Okay, here we go. I couldn't say what I wanted to say till she whispered, I love you so please. Go all the way. It's so right. Definitely know the song for sure. It's called Go All the Way.
Yep. You know who the original artist was?
The Raspberries.
That's right.
Who had Eric Carmen as lead vocals. And the only thing that gave it away of the band, because I've never heard this version before, and I'm surprised that you have it. I believe that's the Bangles.
Close.
Susanna Hoffs.
Yes, and there's one other person with her.
Oh, she's duetting with somebody?
Yeah.
So Susanna Hoffs and somebody else.
Yes.
Good.
They did two whole albums of covers.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
See, when I heard Susanna Hoffs, I said, okay, I know the voice, but I didn't pay attention to the other voice. So she's singing with another female singer?
Nope, male singer.
And there's a male singer she's singing with?
Yeah.
I don't know, Prince.
No, that was Matthew Sweet.
Really? So Matthew Sweet and
Susanna Hoffs did two whole albums. Yeah, and I heard the original song on the radio the other day, and I was thinking, I like that song. And then I saw it on my list and thought, oh, a cover tune. Okay, cool. So yeah, Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs.
Yeah, Matthew Sweet's a guy I've never really listened to.
Yeah,
but he seems to be in the. Is he kind of like the pop rock type stuff?
Yeah.
And yeah,
He's big in Europe.
Yeah, and I like Jellyfish and stuff like that and pop, you know, but I've never listened. Maybe I need to dig into him a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah. Let me check it out. He's a good singer, and I like this version a lot. This version kind of rocks, so.
Yeah, in fact, Eddie Trunk always promotes this song. He says this is the song that got him into hard rock.
Really?
Yeah, cuz the beginning of the song is a guitar solo basically or riff.
Totally.
And then it goes into a nice little mellow pop tune.
And then after the chorus, it goes back into the hard rock part. It's cool.
Yeah, love that song.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Interesting. I've never heard that before. That's why we do this song. We turn each other on, not in that way, to music, you know, that we possibly haven't heard.
Absolutely. So check it out. And then who knows? Maybe you'll get into Matthew Sweet for a while.
Maybe. Oh, I'm already into Susanna Hoffs.
Oof.
I mean, she's in her 60s. She still sounds the same, still looks great.
Oh, she's smoking hot.
Yeah. Yeah, but don't tell the wives.
Yeah.
Okay, on that note, what do I got for you this week? It's a good
one. Let's see.
It's not going to be easy. I can tell you that right off the bat.
Great.
All right. Let's see if I don't want to give it away, but it's the original artist you're going to know for sure. It's a band that you know. This song, you may not know the song, but you definitely know the band, and the band covering it is going to be kind of rough. So go ahead. But it's bands you've heard of.
Okay, let's see.
All right, Danny.
All right. Well, that's Caught in the Game by Survivor.
Correct. Good one. That features their first vocalist, Dave Bickler.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Recorded in 83. Wasn't that not a big hit, actually, but it was a single and a video.
Oh, the covering band. God, I don't reckon. It sounds a little bit like Kansas in their more hard rock and stage, but definitely not.
Yeah, Kansas probably wouldn't record Survivor. They're kind of contemporaries.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. I'll just take a. Is it Heat?
Incorrect. Not a bad guess. It's a European band for sure. I believe they're a 5-piece. Been around since the late 80s. Still around today. I think they're on their third lead singer. This is recorded in 2018 off of the Legends album.
I think you sent that. Is that Bonfire?
It is Bonfire.
Yes.
Nice. Because I looked on this album. They actually recorded 3 Toto songs.
Really?
Yeah, on the Legends. Because I looked at it and went, whoa. They recorded Africa, Hold the Line, and Rosanna.
Oh,
and
they do, I like, wish they'd do some a little deeper cuts, but okay.
Yeah, but I mean, who covers Total? Well, besides Weezer.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was picked those and went, no, that's going to be too easy. He'll get Total right away, but I didn't think he'd get Survivor right away because it's not one of those huge. They also recorded, I think, three Survivor songs on the album.
Wow.
So I went with the least popular one, but you got it right away.
Yeah, I knew. I liked Survivor back in the day.
I actually saw them live, and they were great.
Really?
Yeah, I was surprised. We saw them open for a couple other bands. It was like Survivor, Deep Purple, and somebody else. And they just, we were just shocked at how good they were.
Well, their lead singer did those commercials. It was Bud Light commercials, I think.
Yeah. I forgot what they were called. It was like Man Greatness or something like that.
Something about, I don't remember.
And then,
Great Men in History or something?
Yeah, something like that. And then, yeah, the second lead vocalist, he had some hits too, so.
Yeah.
They had a nice little career, but nobody really, the people only remember Eye of the Tiger.
Right.
But if you go back and listen to Poor Man's Son or Caught in the Game, there's some good tunes on there.
Oh, yeah. They're definitely more than Eye of the Tiger. I know they probably ended every show with that, but.
And one of the songwriters for that band, obviously his name escapes me right now, but it's the
Jimmy Jameson.
He was a singer, the keyboard player, the guy with the big giant glasses.
Yeah.
Him and the guitarist were the lead songwriters, but that particular guy had a hit in the early 70s called Vehicle by the Ides of March. I'm your vehicle, baby.
Oh yeah. I know that song.
Yeah. Well, that's the keyboard player, Survivor.
All right.
So yeah, he made his money off of songwriting.
Well, yeah.
And a killer vocalist, too. But in Survivor, he doesn't sing lead at all. I mean, people are
It must be nice to have that kind of talent.
Yeah.
I can sing. I just don't.
We don't remember the guy's name, but if you want to look it up right now, I got some time.
All right.
Keyboard player for Survivor. Who is it? And he also does Pride Alliance, too. So the guy's still active.
Let's see. Jim Peterik.
That's the guy.
Frankie Sullivan.
Jim Peterik is the guy who was the lead singer, and he was in the Ides of March, and sings vocals on that song.
Well, there you go.
I'm your vehicle, baby. Yeah, it's such a tough lead vocal, and then you see this kind of geeky guy with glasses. But, hey.
Frankie Sullivan and Jim Peterik are the two main guys.
Right. And Frankie Sullivan was a killer guitar player, too.
They had Robin McCauley sing for them.
Yeah, I think later on in the 2000s he did.
Yeah, from like 2006 to 2013 or something like that.
Right. Killer vocalist there too.
Oh, yeah.
Now, speaking of songs, we have to end the show with a song that you have to pick. So if you had time to think about what do you want to play at the end to turn the people on to?
Let's see. To turn the people on to.
Something that you like, something recent, something from the past that is not on everybody's radar, but you think is a cool song.
Well, how about a song that's not at all obscure or anything, but we talked about Judas Priest and their nomination to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame again. So let's do my favorite song by them, Screaming for Vengeance.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah, whenever people have the list of best screams in a song, that is always the top of my list. Near the end when he sings Screaming for Vengeance. Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. But we've seen Rob live in his heyday. Oh, my God.
God. That you want to talk to somebody that can totally cut it live. Unbelievable.
I don't know about now because I haven't seen him. I mean, the last time I saw Priest live was in 83 with Iron Maiden opening, so it's been a long time. But I know they're going to tour again. So
yeah.
I hope he can still sing. I don't know.
You know who's been in that band the longest?
It's got to be Ian Hill.
Yep.
I think he's the original bass player.
Well, they had one other bass player before him, but he didn't record anything. But yeah, he's the only member that's been in this entire time.
I wish somebody would teach him to walk around a little bit on stage.
Unbelievable.
Stand
what did we place. Do? We saw him at least two, maybe three times. Never saw him. Saw the top of his head one time. Never saw him.
Yeah, move around.
Unbelievable.
Move around the circle a little bit. Come on.
At least walk to the front of the stage or something. But I guess he's not getting in the way of the other three guys. But, jeez.
Maybe. Well, he's still in the band and holding it down.
Yeah.
Reminds me of when they had the first Blizzard of Oz band, and they told Rudy and Randy, stay in the same place, don't move around. So they,
really?
We saw them. They were doing all the movements, but they were literally standing in the same place. Because they wanted, Sharon wanted Ozzy to be the star, so Ozzy runs around, but the other two didn't. And the band was great. Fantastic.
Man, I couldn't handle that. Somebody telling me to stand in one spot. What, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It's a rock show.
Yeah, you think.
Jeez.
I know. Unbelievable. So our homework is we're going to listen to Warrant's Belly to Belly to make sure that it's, see if it's aged with time.
See if it still sucks or if it was a release before its time.
Yeah, who knows? I have a feeling it's going to suck. But there is one song I like on that album. But
is Janie Lane still singing on that
one? Yeah, it's Janie Lane for sure.
All right. What year was that?
I think it was 96. I think Rick Steyer from Kingdom Come was the lead guitar player that then. There was right. When they were, I guess you would call that, they had a small grunge period they tried to fit in.
Oof.
That one and the album before it. So who knows? We'll see.
You're not building a very good picture. I don't remember listening to this album at all, so I have to make sure I have it.
So it's going
to
be fresh, and if you don't, I'll send it your way.
I do. Belly to Belly, Volume 1.
Yeah, do you have all the songs?
There's 14?
Yep, that's it. So you get to listen to it a couple times. And
what are these interludes? Interlude...
I don't remember. I just remember I didn't like the album.
Jeez,
I liked one or two songs, and that was about it. So you go listen to each one of them and make a couple of notes. This is cool. This sucks. Or I don't.
Yeah, it's from 96.
Yeah, it could be brilliant. Some people. It's one of those albums. Some people out there like it, but majority hate it. It's like Dawkins' Shadow Life. Same thing.
Yeah,
I hated that album. Who knows?
Well. We'll see. I mean, I can't imagine Warrant going grunge is going to be positive.
And I think I saw him on the tour, too. So
now we have homework.
Yeah, we have homework, and we'll see everybody in 2 weeks. And if you like the show, please like us anywhere you listen it to. And go back and listen to some past episodes there. Help us out.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah. What else you got to do? All right, on that note, take care.